Hello, I'm at the Edinburgh Fringe and I'm here with Mark Thomas. How is your Edinburgh Fringe going so far?
Good, apart from getting lost. That's fine.
This is the first time I've ever been to Edinburgh, so I have no idea what's going on.
It's really exciting and it's lovely, but they've put new building works in and it's the same as ever. You know, it's so you just go, oh, I've got to rework and reconfigure all my rat runs and how I get around the city. You've never been before?
No, newbie.
How exciting. This is really, it's how many shows have you seen yet?
I only got here yesterday, so I saw two last night.
Great. What did you see?
I saw Nathan Caton.
Yeah.
And Stephen Bailey.
Try some theatre.
Okay. Is that the tip for me?
That's your tip. Go and see some theatre. There's some really good stuff. I love coming up here because I've been up here for God knows how many years. And what's brilliant is that this is an arts festival that you will never see the like anywhere else. So go and see the stuff you're not going to get a chance to see. Comics you can see any day of the week. You can go and see them any day of the week.
Yeah, it's true. I live in London and I do that a lot, so you're right.
So go and see stuff you're not going to be able to see. Summerhall, Traverse, Pleasance, they're the places that are really interesting. And sort of the Kings and Sea Theatre, you know, they're good. But Summerhall and the Traverse in particular have got really interesting, really exciting theatre there. They've got things that you won't see. I remember one year going, in fact, last year I went to see, a mate of mine said, you've got to go and see, there's two performance art pieces. And I said, you've got to go and see them. I said, okay, I'll go and see them. One was two sisters, one was a radical lesbian theatre maker, the other was an ex-sex worker, and they do an hour-long show, completely naked, about being sisters, and literally and metaphorically, so about feminism, about their differences and all of that. Amazing show, never see the like of which. You won't see that in London.
No,
you're not going to go
true.
And see that on the circuit. One was a performance art piece done by a Dutch group about a piece of public art, which was done by Paul McCarthy, who is an amazing artist in America, who's kind of like the inheritor of the Fluxus art movement, which is Yoko Ono and Joseph Beuys, and he's kind of the Disney wing of it, and it's sort of where Fluxus meets modern art, and he created this thing and sold it to Rotterdam City Square, and it was a 6-metre-high Santa Claus in bronze with a 3-metre-high butt plug, and it was displayed in the hall and in the City Square in Rotterdam, and it was nicknamed the Butt Plug Gnome. And a woman who has a bookshop in her flat opposite it hates it, so she bumps into this theatre group and they take her to America, where they've got a residency in Los Angeles. They're going to try and hunt down Paul McCarthy, have a debate about public art, who funds it, who gets to censor it, who chooses it, who gets to say what's offensive, what's interesting, how it works. Yeah. And it just is this trip of chaos and hell that ends up in a 20-minute performance piece, performance art homage to Paul McCarthy, where they cover each other in coleslaw and tomato sauce and run at the wall and
amazing
stuff, and it's just absolutely, there's a bloke naked with sort of hobbit ears on trying to shag a bale of hay on the top of a scaffold, and I just thought, this, you know, I will never see the like of that again. And it was genuinely brilliant. It was hysterically funny because all these people, some people were trying to get out because they found it disgusting, but they couldn't because there's food and shit all over the floor.
This is brilliant.
And that stuff you would never ever see.
It's true.
Other than here. So that's why I say to people, go and see the stuff you won't see.
Yeah.
I took my daughter to see one thing 2 years ago. This guy walks around, he's got these little LED lights in a circle around her and some sets of fans, like big fans, around the stage. And he just sits at a desk and cuts out a plastic bag and tapes it to another bit of plastic bag, puts some blue tack on the handles, walks round, turns on the fans, throws his bag into the middle of this circle, and the wind catches it and it turns into a human figure. And it dances.
Wow.
And he then spends the next 20 minutes making more of them and throwing them in as they dance and changing the speed and the height of the fan, and makes them rise in this amazing sort
wow,
of...
Wow, that's so talented. It's when people are so talented, it's something different.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And you won't see... So that's... I say to people, go and see the stuff you won't see.
Yeah, it's true. I went to a talk by Bryony Kimmings this morning, who said that, like, different things that... need more promoting, like dance. She was like, there's so much dance stuff that kind of gets ignored and you should go and see that. So I think I need to open my eyes a bit more from comedy.
Kimmins, but I'm going to see her show next
week. Yeah, it sounds amazing.
It looks absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd also recommend you go and see, there's a play by a guy called Gary McNair and it's called The Gambler's Guide to Dying, and it is the best thing I've seen this festival. It's absolutely excellent. Also, Victoria Melody, who's a performance artist who's doing a thing called Hairpiece. Really, really worth going to see.
Okay, that's good recommendations. But we need to talk about you, Mark.
Sorry.
Tell me about Trespass. So this is the follow-on from 100 Acts of Minor Dissent. So just want to tell me about that.
What it was there's two things to tell you about it. One is the fact that this year's been slightly nuts because I've started to revive old shows and tour them. So we've been out in Australia and New Zealand with a show I did called Bravo Figaro, which is about my dad. And I was out in the West Bank in Palestine doing book readings on a book I did called, which was about walking the length of the Israeli wall in the West Bank, called Extreme Rambling. And then we're going off to, I've been also touring another show called Cuckooed, which we're taking out to New York in November. And so I was like, oh, what am I going to do for Edinburgh? What am I going to do for a new show? So I just said, okay, we'll do a work in progress. And literally 2 months ago, I sat down with my researcher and just said, we've got the title Trespass, what are we going to do? Which was great. And the show is about how public space is being privately owned. So squares and gardens and areas of land which are taken over, whether it's shopping centres, what have you. In London, it's an alarming rate where 70% of new build office is being brought up by non-doms, by people who don't live in Britain. You've got this incredible amount of housing that's been bought as investment rather than home. Now, what that has is two effects. One is it has an effect by pushing people out of the city and changing the nature of the city and the social makeup. And it's like it's a social cleansing for the poor. And the other effect it has is with these laws, with these purchases come new laws. So they get these areas and they put their bylaws in and they change our behaviours. So I've actually ended up being banned from 6 London streets.
Have you?
For life.
No.
For walking.
What?
Because it's owned by the Mitsubishi Corporation, and I didn't leave when I was told to leave.
Really?
Because I was walking.
Wow, well, that's interesting.
So that's what the show's about. That's what the show's about. It's about how our behaviour is changing, how actually these places undermine democracy. If you have your own private security force with their own laws that change people's behaviour, you can't demonstrate, you can't hand out leaflets, you can't assemble, you can't make speeches, you can't bus, you can't beg, you can't do any of these things. What it does is it undermines the rule of law. If you're saying we're changing the law because it's our land, you undermine democracy and the laws that have already been written.
Yeah. Do you ever find that, because you're a comedian, that when you're protesting and doing all these campaigns, you've done so many that people don't... How do you make people take you seriously?
I'm not particularly bothered if they do or they don't. I think the whole point is to have fun on these things. It's different. You know, there are different campaigns and they have different results and there are different shows. Each show is about making an intervention, if you like. I go and do things and then things happen. How do you get people to take you seriously? Well, in the 100 Acts of Minor Dissent, I did some work with the Curzon cinema workers, which ended up in day glow demonstrations where we had these demos in cinemas that were dark cinema, and you know, we would go and change all the letters around on their cinema boards and we would do an email campaign. And of course people go, oh, this is this idiot, you know, doing this stuff. But I applied under the Data Protection Act to get all the information they held about me. So I've got all the stuff. So publicly they're going, what this idiot, what an idiot. Privately they're going, we need to get a PR company in to help us handle it. And they got a PR company in, who we immediately put a data protection request in, so I got all the stuff they had on me. And we won. I don't care whether they say this is an idiot. We won.
That's what you're doing it for.
Curzon Cinema were the first cinema chain in this country to recognise a union and to give the London Living Wage. You can call me whatever you like. You can call me whatever you like. We won.
And that's why you're doing it, all these campaigns.
Well, not just to win, but to actually put a... Look, the point is it's about often it's about, we're not going to win, but it's about going, we're going to put our foot in the door and get as far as we can.
And raising awareness and at least trying, I guess.
It's not just that. It's, for me, it's a simple thing. Like, if you We've been running a campaign on the Thames footpath where people put up no loitering signs or are not allowed into bits, or there are bits you are allowed into but you don't know about. There was a terrace on the Thames, so it's actually inside a building, but that terrace is part of the Thames footpath. You're allowed on it. Yeah. You're not told about it. To get to it, you have to realise it's there, find it, go into a building, go past security, clear it with security, get out to the terrace. And so there's a whole lot of obstacles getting there. And what we did was we did a comedy gig. We bust in there last weekend.
Nice.
And we had, it's great because no one was on security. So I just pressed the buzzer and said, I just want to get onto the terrace. And he's like, all right, I'll just open the door. Open the door, 150 of us. Took over the space and ran a comedy club for 2 hours.
Brilliant. I like this.
And so actually, when you say, is it about winning, is it about raising awareness? It's actually about doing things that are creative and interesting and just actually don't accept the way things are, to say there's a better way.
Yeah. Okay. And so Trespass, you're going to be touring with this after Edinburgh. Where can we find you?
All over the country. It just goes tours all over the place. And we're doing things in each place. So we'll be doing stuff in Edinburgh. We'll be putting on a public gig somewhere and we'll be doing naughtiness.
So can't wait.
Keep your eye out on Twitter, which is Mark Thomas Info, or Loiterers. And I'll join the mailing list at Mark Thomas Info and we'll let you know what we're doing. But there's some really good stuff coming. But I'd say people up at the festival, you know, come and see the show if you want. You know, it's good.
Where can people see it? What time and where?
It's at Summer Hall. It's at 5 o'clock. It's a good show. And lots of mucking about. But the main thing is go and see stuff that's exciting. Go and see stuff that you go and... just take a punt. You know, if you're out for the festival, it's your first time, give stuff a go, because you will never know. And you will see some crap. I've seen shows which are so bad, it's unbelievable. But I've also seen stuff where I just thought, wow, I did not expect. Somebody gave me a flyer once and said, would you like to come and see my opera? I said, what's it about? They said, oh, it's about the interview Melvin Bragg did with Francis Bacon on LWT when they both got drunk and discussed the human form. I said, yeah, I'm in. I went to see it. Two people, pianist, out of tune piano, church hall, about 35 of us. Bloody great.
There you go. And that's a top tip from Mark Thomas. Thank you so much for talking to me. And everyone go and see Trespass.
Cheers.